The Oneida Nation Arts Program in Oneida, Wisconsin. They request $6,000. And Carmelo is our first reviewer.
Great. So the Oneida National Arts Program is basically a local arts agency representing the Oneida Nation, and it was founded by an act of the General Tribal Council in 1994, and they developed a number of different programs and services for the Oneida community, but also surrounding communities. They are very interested in engaging in conversations with the neighbors, you know, outside of the reservation. So they are planning to develop a creative placemaking conference for 2019, and this conference will have a number of components. The idea is to bring community members from the tribe and from the communities around to come together to, you know, work on issues related to the creative economy, and they're going to bring a lot of artists and everything. So they are asking for $6,000 for one of the components of that creative placemaking to action program, which is to create two public arts of activities, experiences, that's the word they use, that activate space, engage community in meaningful ways to connect the culture and outlines the new process for different sectors to share national goals. Of equal importance, product outcome includes synthesis of creating space knowing into the creation process outcome, include planning, partnership, creating new processes for working together and evaluating. And the way they want to accomplish this is by having two resident artists to work with these community stakeholders to produce those experiences of arts. Those two artists are from the reservation. I think one of the things they highlight in the proposal is the idea of finding shared values with the non-tribal neighbors, and to talk about use this project to, you know, renovate the image of the region, you know, and using arts and culture as a way to jumpstart, you know, this process. So they put a convincing plan to engage the community outside the reservation. I think this is not the first time that, you know, tribal nations start building, you know, this kind of projects with outside members. I think they are particularly committed to, you know, to sort of build those bridges with the broader community, and there's obviously an economic component to, you know, economic development component to this project. So I guess a qualitative comment could be, just a minute here. Okay. The project clearly seeks to support the creation and development of the arts at the local level and to build cultural connections between Oneida Nation and its neighbor. However, the proposal lacks specificity regarding the educational outcomes of the project. So that's, you know, my observation.
Great. Mary, do you have some comments as our second reviewer?
You know what? I think one of the real challenges of this application was that, just as we heard, there were places where it wasn't very specific, and I think the problem was that was because all of this was going to be emerging from a conference that had just happened. It happened after the deadline, but before now. I think it was late February or early March, so the grant writer didn't know what the outcomes of the conference were going to be, and those outcomes were going to be informing this proposal. So it was a tricky thing for her to write. As I understand it, though, some of the process stuff that she outlined that was going to happen at the conference, like having a World Cafe process to help identify what some of the sites might be and to get people more engaged in the process and identify possible partners, all of those were supposed to be emerging from this conference. And so I wouldn't have liked to have been in her shoes at all, because it's a hard one. But that said, I was impressed with the specificity that she could give us. The names of the two artists Their work is really beautiful. It's very powerful. And the two residencies that they're going to do will occur this summer in conjunction with two events that are already planned, like a camp. So to the extent that she was able to give us concrete things, she did. And the process stuff from the conference seemed to be specific enough that I was willing to trust it and go with it. And I think the only concern I'd mention is I thought the evaluation section was kind of squishy. She mentioned that there were three ways they were going to measure success and weren't too tangible, but once again, that might be tied to some of the problems of she didn't know what the outcomes were going to be at the time she wrote it. But this definitely seems to be a with, not a for type of application, and I feel really good about it.
Okay, any other comments from the group?
I noticed, too, that the results of the year one conference, you know, if we had some of those results, it would have really strengthened the proposal. But since those weren't available, I'm wondering if it could have slightly adjusted the timeline to how it aligned with this grant cycle. It was so close, it's almost like, could you have adjusted this project? It's a teeny bit, so we had that. But I thought the writer directly answered each question, which I was really grateful for, and the quality of the work sample was excellent.
Anyone else?
The work samples were pretty breathtaking.
Yeah.
It would be really good to see when this is executed, how well they document it so that they can talk about it really broadly, because it will be a very good example of placemaking in Wisconsin when it happens.
It's interesting, too. I think the artists were both raised off the reservation, so they're coming back and bringing a different experience to the community, which is really good.
And I think for the level of community participation, it would really strengthen the application if there was like a model that they can draw from, some best practices, so that it's not just, you know, like spray and pray type of outcomes.
Maybe even, can I add to what you
Absolutely.
Said? You know, so examples from Wisconsin of initiatives like the trying to connect tribal members with their neighbors. You know, I think there's a long history of challenges of getting tribal members to come together with communities to address like environmental issues and everything. There's always this pool or often, so I think if they could have a model of something that worked in Wisconsin, it would be great. Or maybe the Midwest, you know, regions.
Okay.